the Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Check them out at www.whitefibre.com.
Okay, here we are. It's the Lunchtime Social debate, and I haven't got a clue how this is going to pan out, because I just had this idea this morning and I got irate, I got annoyed, because on, is it Good Morning Britain?
I don't know, I don't watch TV.
Oh no, you don't. And you don't watch TV either, do you, Amy? No. So, on Good Morning Britain this morning they had Susanna Reid, who I used to really like when she was on BBC. I think she sold out, gone to ITV and got all silly, childish, and you know, she's not, she was quite a well respected TV broadcaster stroke journalist, and I think she's sold out, and now she's just being, she's just one of those ladies now that is there because she looks good, and she does, she looks
that's why you watch it,
she looks all right,
that's why you watch it.
But anyway, she's doing the show this morning with Piers
Morgan.
That's the one, yeah, Piers Morgan. And they had this guy on the television this morning. It was a fascinating interview. And they attacked him from the start. Now, he was a non-smoker, but he was having a go at these new laws that have come in about smokers and showing people smoking on the television. Now, he says he doesn't have a problem with it. It's quite annoying, he said, that, you know, you've got films like 101 Dalmatians, which they're now saying they can't show that to children because it's got her having a cigarette, smoking. Okay? So, because it's influential.
Crazy.
Now, he's saying that's wrong, being a non-smoker as well. He said that is absolutely wrong. You know, when was the last time you were actually influenced by someone that was smoking on the television? There's no proof. And they took it upon themselves to dissect his argument, but he stood his ground and he made some really, really good points. Okay, now I'm just asking the question. Now, you are a smoker and you have been, you let it slip, you have been smoking since you were
13. Yeah.
Now, who influenced you into, you know, smoking, to pick up, you know, the dreaded weed?
Three older sisters. I was the fourth girl, so having three older sisters.
What did they say to you?
Have a fag.
Have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Now, I was saying earlier on, Richard Rees was in here earlier on, and we asked, he said this is what we're talking about today, and he said, my dad made me have a cigarette when I was 14. He told me that I couldn't be a man unless I smoked. Because obviously going back to, and he's only slightly older than us, but obviously, you know, years ago, everyone smoked, most women smoked, men smoked as well.
Yeah.
And my, one of my father-in-laws actually said to me a long time ago, that he used to be able to bring out a cigarette out of his pocket, because he fought in one of the wars, a cigarette out of his pocket, out of the packet. And then his brother proceeded to tell us that, yeah, I could go one better. I can bring out the cigarette out of my pocket, lit, ready to go.
And his trousers up in flames.
And it was. And you think to yourself, how cool is that? I don't need the television to influence me. That vision was enough, maybe. I don't smoke, I never have done, but I did think about it at that time. Because I thought,
did you never try?
Cool. Yes, I did. I went to, what's that nightclub that is by Tesco's? There was two. Carousel. I went to the Carousel in about 1981, and I had about five or six on the go all at once. I thought it would be good fun to smoke, you know, a pack of 20 in just one night, you know, in a couple of hours. And I was doing them five at a time, you know. It was just sheer stupidity. I was ill all weekend. And I've never smoked since.
See, I was ill with my first one. I remember my first one. We were down Sandown Pier when my sister said, here, I'll have a cigarette. And she went, oh, no, not like that. And she showed me how to smoke a cigarette. Oh, I was so ill.
So why did you carry on?
Because she told me it'd be better the second one.
And was
it? Was a bit better. After about five, that was it. I was hooked, yeah.
Well, see, I don't. There's somebody else that's just popped into my head now. I mean, let's tackle the people that were smoking when we were on the TV in a film. You see the scenes with them smoking. Did it influence you? Probably not. When I went to, you know, in this particular nightclub and started smoking, it was nothing that I'd seen on the television that had influenced me back in 1981. But bearing in mind, you know, my brother has been smoking like 3-4 years before me. I don't know, I can't speak for him, but what would have been one of the major films back then would have been Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta in Grease. And there's a scene in the film where
she tried one, didn't she?
She's having a smoke.
Yeah.
Because she's now gone from all lovey-dovey and cute, okay, and now she's kicked that cute image, and now she's gone for the black satin trousers, the saucy top, and she's having a cigarette, and she's stubbed it out. Do you remember? She's taken it out.
But her first one she tried, she was sick, wasn't she?
Was she?
Yeah, she tried it when she had her hair sort of up in ribbons and stuff.
It's
and
funny,
she was
that's
sick.
The one I remember. Yeah. But again, it didn't influence me. It didn't influence me, but that's the one you remember. You remember the scene where she blows it out. Tell me about it, stud.
And stubs it out with her heel, doesn't she?
She does, yeah. And you think, well, that's not influenced me. How many people did it actually influence, though?
Probably none, I would have thought.
So this argument of right, okay, we can't show you 101 Dalmatians purely and simply because it's got a smoking scene in it, you can't see it until you're 18. I mean, how ridiculous do you think that is?
As a smoker, I think that is quite ridiculous because growing up, everybody smoked on the TV, everybody smoked around you, everybody smoked in pubs, in restaurants, absolutely everything. But you didn't think, oh, I'll have a cigarette because Columbo's having a cigarette. He always used to smoke, didn't he?
Columbo?
Columbo always had a cigarette, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, he did.
He did, always had a cigarette. Minder. Ma'am, he used
mind,
to have a cigarette.
Do you mind if
didn't
I
he?
Just ask you one more question, ma'am?
Yeah, with my fag hanging out.
Just but, one more thing.
No, stop it. But, you know,
that was pretty good.
You know, I don't think anybody would think, oh, I'm going to have a cigarette because she's having one on the TV and it looks cool.
Yeah?
That's not why people start smoking, is it?
So
I started smoking because of peer pressure from my older sisters. Now, to me, that is no different to today's children with, I've got to have the latest phone because my friends have all got it. It's the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I would imagine so, yeah. Now, let's just put it to the test. We've got two youngsters in. Just instead of, put your mouth on those microphones. Aim your answers into that microphone there. We've got Jack in. Now, we've already asked Jack if he smokes or not, and he says no. Now, obviously, you're only 16, and you might be thinking that if your parents listen to this and you do smoke, you might be in trouble. So, obviously, bear that in mind. And because I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you the question anyway. If you don't want to answer it, that's fine. If you want to answer it honestly, that's fine. If you don't want to answer it, just say, all right. So, Jack, are you a smoker?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you ever intending on smoking?
I haven't really thought about that much.
Okay.
Have you ever tried, Jack?
No, I've been around people when they have, but not myself.
Have they ever said to you, here, Jack, try this?
No.
Have you ever seen a TV programme or a film and watched somebody smoking, there's a smoking scene, and think, wow, I must try that, or I wonder what it's like?
Well, I've seen films where people have smoked, but I don't really think it appealed to me, really. Like, I didn't really think it looked cool.
Okay. What about you, Amy? Are you a smoker?
Careful. A social smoker.
A social smoker?
Yes.
Does your mum and dad know?
My mum kind of knows.
She does now.
Your dad does now as well, dear Amy.
What is a social smoker?
You just smoke when you're out with your friends.
Okay, so you don't smoke that many then?
No.
And earlier on you let slip that you are a runner, so that's going to affect anyway,
yeah.
It affects you. Okay, so you're a social smoker. Who influenced you into smoking?
It was my friends when I was like year 9, so I was quite young.
Digging yourself a massive hole now, aren't you? I do apologise.
Mum and Dad are listening.
I did say you didn't have to answer the question. So you do have a puff on a cigarette, okay?
Yeah.
And you know, do you have you been influenced by anything you've seen on the television?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
So that's see. I don't know too many people that you know watch Doc Cotton and think that's really cool. I want to do that. Let's go and get some menthol cigarettes.
That's as crazy as saying Doc Cotton's hair's nice. I'll have mine done just like that.
People do.
It doesn't happen, does it?
People do. Look at Amy.
Poor girl. No, I'm just saying that's the crazy thinking behind it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It just doesn't make any sense. The argument that they were, and they did, they gave him such a hard time. Piers Morgan and Susanna Reid gave this fella such a hard time about this, made such a point, and they wouldn't believe that it was any other way. You see it on the TV, you are going to smoke.
No.
End of.
No,
that's, that was their attitude.
You're not.
And there was no proof whatsoever. I'm sure that there are people out there that, yes, may be influenced, but I would imagine the percentage is fairly low. It's a bit like, okay, we watched Silent Witness last night. Somebody was going around murdering people. Well, that's all right, because about five people started murdering people in Newport last night because they watched it on the television, and none of them are smokers. You know, that's the
it's
mindset
crazy,
that you're
it?
Up against. How ridiculous is that? That's what we're saying, though. So do you think that they're right to ban films, or say, not ban films, but, you know, just say, for instance, you was going to watch 101 Dalmatians, Jack, and you think, OK, I'm not 18 yet, so I can't, because it's got a smoking scene in it. Or, you know, there's a smoking scene in Greece now, and people will be... I don't know whether you've seen the film Greece.
No.
You know, I bet your mum and dad will rave about it. It's a wonderful film. It really is a great film, but they might say to you now, sorry, your mum went to see it, she was only 16, that's fine, but now you're 16, you can't watch it because there's a smoking scene in it. That's just ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, that's my words. I mean, you know, I'm obviously asking you for your opinion. How do you feel about the putting smoking the cigarettes behind cupboards now, behind doors?
Behind doors, hoping nobody sees them and they'll forget they're there.
Do you feel shame when you buy them?
Oh, absolutely. I hang my head down, I've got my scarf on and my sunglasses so nobody recognises me, and I ask for 200 Marlboros.
200?
Yeah, not in one day. That's like
200?
You know, that's a couple of weeks worth.
Yeah, right. How many do you smoke a day?
It depends whether it's a good day or a bad day.
Okay.
Depends whether I'm at work or not at work.
Bad day?
Between 10? Sort of 10 and 15 a day.
That's quite a lot.
Is it?
That's a whole... That's almost getting on for a packet, isn't it?
What?
How much is a packet?
I don't like to think how much a packet is. That's why I buy the 200.
Right.
I wouldn't go out and buy a single packet.
Right.
Because I smoke Marlboros, and they are quite expensive.
Are they like...
But that's
strong?
My only vice.
So why do you smoke Marlboros?
Because I started off smoking Marlboros, and I have never, ever smoked anything else.
Okay. So it's not a case of, you know, you're smoking the same brand as someone that you've seen on the television?
No. No, okay. It's because I like that brand, and if I'm on a night out and I have... a cigarette from someone else, just say someone else gives me a cigarette, I feel I have to have a Marlboro to feel I've had a cigarette.
Okay.
Because yes, they are strong, but hey, that's what my body's used to. I need it.
So I mean, this is all about what our minds take in and what our minds make us do. And if, just say for instance, your mind is taking you to Marlboro, is it because the box is pretty? Because that's
shiny box.
Yeah.
It's red and white. No, it's not, Ian. No, it's the cigarette.
Okay, when you had that box of... Because they used to have these where they used to show you someone's lungs or something, and they had like horrible pictures on the boxes of cigarettes themselves. Are they still on there?
Yeah.
So does it put you off at all?
No, because I don't look at the packet.
No.
Buy it for the cigarette.
Right. Okay, when it says smoking kills, do you look at that and think... being a nurse and all that, you know, and you can read, which is a bonus, does it like put you off?
No.
So you're going to do it anyway?
It's my choice.
Yeah?
It's my choice as an adult. That's what I do.
Okay. Do you reckon there'll ever come a time when you say, right, I'm going to give up?
I think it depends what the circumstances were. If someone said to me, if you don't stop smoking, you'll be dead within 6 months, then yes, I probably would.
Why wait until then?
But I gave up smoking when I was pregnant with my children, obviously.
Yeah.
And thought I could go without smoking. And then, I don't know, when they were like 2 or 3 weeks old, had a cigarette, back on it.
Okay.
So No, I don't think it's a mindset. I think it's, I enjoy smoking, and it's my only vice. What can I say?
So, but you think that's okay, you know? I think that's
my choice. I think some people go out and they have a drink, and drink does as much damage. I think some people go out and do things that do the same sort of damage in different ways. So, yeah.
Okay. Earlier on, we were having a conversation, and you made that, because one of the things I like about you is you just say the first thing that comes into your head.
And
you said something about there's more and more people smoking, and that I heard this morning that the fact is that there are less people smoking out there, so there's less cigarettes being sold. Now I have a slightly different approach to this, and people will say, "Oh, trust you." I look at it and think, hang on a minute, you people that have given up smoking, okay, if you've done it for the right reasons, that's fine, but hey, don't forget that economy is now worse off because you've not taken a hit for the team. Do you know what I mean? And I know that sounds tongue-in-cheek, and I know that sounds, but the fact is, if everybody gave up smoking tomorrow, I know, you know, the economy's not brilliant at the moment, but it'd be far worse.
Because of the tax on cigarettes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How much is a packet of cigarettes?
I think the average is probably about £7 to £8, depending what you buy.
What, for 20 fags?
Yeah.
Cigarettes?
Yeah.
20 cigarettes?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah.
How
Honestly,
much?
£7 to £8, depending
Good
on the
grief.
Brand you buy.
I thought it was going to cost about £3.
No.
When was the last time they were £3 for 20 cigarettes?
I'm trying to think. When I first started smoking, I used to... I couldn't afford a pack of 10 or a pack of 20. So I used to go down my local sweet shop, and she used to sell you a single one out the packet. She used to sell all the school kids a single fag out the packet for sort of 20p. I think my first packet of cigarettes was probably something like, I don't know, about £1.10.
£1.10?
Yeah, £1.10.
£8 what?
Mm.
And that's just for
Marlboros? £7 to £8, depending what you buy.
That's colossal, that is.
It is.
I don't see why anybody smokes, really, then, to be honest. Have you ever been tempted by one of those things?
I've tried one. My uncle had one of them, one of those e-cigarettes you're talking
about.
Yeah. I did try one, and it was like, no, it's nothing like the same. But what you're forgetting is, people that smoke, it's about doing something with their hand as well. It's about the taking back of a cigarette. It's everything that a cigarette is.
Is it mental?
Is it?
Is it mental? Is it in your head?
I don't know, because when I have to go, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 hours without a cigarette, I can do it. So, no, I don't think it is.
So, why don't you just go without then? If you can go 6 hours without a cigarette...
But I go 6 hours without a cigarette because I'm doing something else. So... But my choice is to smoke.
Sorry.
You told me I wasn't going to get a hard time on here.
You're not getting a hard time, I promise you. Look, I've got to read this out, because Matt, who's normally here on a Tuesday, he says he's in bed listening to us.
What's he doing in bed?
He's got a swollen knee, because he went flying and fell over outside of McDonald's last night.
No. Was he drunk again?
I don't know, but get well soon, Matt. I hope you're well enough to come in next Tuesday. Hi, who's this?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Keith. Now,
how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you.
Good.
Hello, Ali.
Hi, Keith. Don't give me a hard time.
Why, what's the matter?
I smoke.
Well, it's fair play to you.
Yeah, basically, she's boosting the economy for us, Keith.
Oh, no, just.
Surviving, yeah. Somebody has to.
You used to be a smoker.
Smoking, Ali? Yes, used to be, mate, yeah. Yeah, used to be, all through me, not my childhood, my teenage years, you know, and then I give it up for a bit, and then... I was never a great smoker, if you know what I mean, Ian, and towards my latter years of smoking, it was stupid. It was about 5 a day, and that was in the evening when I was out in the garden with the dog.
You were never great at smoking? I'm fab.
I was never a great smoker.
Fab at smoking.
How many
do you smoke?
We've just had this conversation, Keith.
It depends. I haven't got the radio on.
No, it depends whether it's a good day or a bad day. Between sort of 10 and 15 a day, depending what the day's like.
No, that's not excessive. I know somebody who's on 80 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah. 80 a day, yeah.
What do they do? Light the last one with the next one?
That's 28 well, yeah, pounds of the cigarettes.
It was funny because they'd always seem to have a fag butt in their mouth. Yeah, you're right.
Good grief!
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
You're already shocked,
but
aren't you?
Still, oh, crikey, and this is about 30 years ago.
Good grief, how much? I mean, that's like a colossal amount of cigarettes.
He had a conversation with him, he'd have his fag butt in his mouth.
Good grief.
See, I'm not like that. I don't talk with a cigarette hanging out my mouth or anything like that.
Who influenced...
When I was at school, our geography teacher, Mr. Yoll, he used to smoke roll-ups, and when he'd come into the classroom to teach the lesson, he'd have a little bit of fag paper stuck on his lips.
Oh, that was broken off, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I always remember that.
My dad used to smoke roll-ups, and as a child, I remember when I first started smoking, he used to smoke Old Holborn.
Yeah. My dad
with licorice papers, Keith?
Yes. My dad didn't have the licorice papers, but the cleaner used to come in the pub, the woman did. She smoked over Old Holborn with licorice papers.
Well,
yeah.
I used to sort of try and have a bit of my dad's dog ends that he left, and I can't believe I did that now.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. When we were young, me and a mate of mine, Jimmy, James Dalton, he got hold of his dad's player's Navy cut, Ian.
Right.
Oh my crikey, and we smoked about 20 in his garden shed. I never felt so bad in my life. I was only about 14, but...
Who influenced you to smoke? Whose idea was it? Were you influenced by the TV and media?
No, it was peer pressure.
Peer pressure?
No, I was always with my mates and whatnot, living in a pub, I suppose, etc.
So never, you know, looking at the TV, someone, you know, James Dean, he was another cigarette smoker, wasn't he? He was, you know...
Oh, picture you see. Clint Eastwood,
another one.
Yeah. Well, I know, it is with cigars, though, wasn't it? You take Columbo. It's always been prominent on the TV. You had Columbo in the 70s.
Just one more thing, ma'am.
He's been waiting to do that again.
Yeah. And who's the other one? I love it when the plan comes together. George Peppard in the 18.
Yeah, right.
He did.
George
Peppard.
He had a whopping great cigar on his gob, didn't he?
Even when they got in the helicopter, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was bad. I'm not that bad.
Was it actually lit, though? I don't ever remember seeing it lit.
I don't know. It probably would have caught his hair alight, wouldn't it? Because he used to have a great big piece of hair coming out.
Deputy Dog.
Did he smoke?
Deputy Dog. Deputy
Dog. Did he smoke?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had one stuck to his lip.
Yeah, not properly, though. He was only a cartoon character.
Didn't the Pink Panther have a cigarette holder with a fag in?
Yeah.
Thinking about it?
Yes.
Who did? The Pink Panther?
Pink Panther, because he used to flick the cigarette ash, didn't he?
Oh, he did, yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah.
Thinking about it. So
but he wasn't real either. So the Pink Panther didn't really smoke.
Yeah, but the thing is, what you've got to remember is...
They were portraying it.
And these are being shown to youngsters and people of our own age, because we never grow up.
Well, you used to buy fags, didn't you? Well, sweet cigarettes, they called them, didn't they?
Yeah.
Mm. And they changed the candy sticks.
Mm. Can you imagine seeing the Teletubbies now having a cigarette?
No.
No, I'm just saying, but we were actually brought up, weren't we, with the Pink Panther
in
with a cigarette
garden,
and Deputy Dog.
They definitely were smoking some of it. In the night garden, I reckon.
Well, I know, have you seen Ted?
Who's Ted?
Ted.
Yes, that's
Ted,
funny,
Teddy Bear,
yeah.
Ted.
That's funny,
He smokes all sorts of stuff.
Does he?
Yeah. Brilliant film. Ted 2's even better.
Oh, yes, I have seen it. Yeah, yeah. He's got a little hot plate going.
Always, well, you had the big sponge. What was the Benson Edges cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah. Marlboro's, wasn't it, for the Grand Prix?
Yeah, John Player Special.
Yeah.
The black racing car. Then what was the other one? The Embassy World Snooker.
Yeah, that was always sponsored. Yeah, that was one at the Crucible, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, mate. It's always been there, and all of a sudden they said, no, it's not going to happen anymore, and I think that's what's killed out for pubs, Ian.
Well, definitely. Definitely. When you go into a pub now, there's... I went into the Eight Bells on Sunday evening. It was somebody's birthday do. We went in, had lovely food in there. We were the only ones in there come 8:30. Sunday night, no one in the place. They were waiting for us to go so they could shut up at about, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock. How sad is that?
But people don't go out for a drink and a cigarette anymore, do they?
No,
people
they
go
don't.
Out for dinner.
No.
You look at the nightclub situation as well.
What they call it, associate, yeah. But have you ever been to Southampton General, Ali?
Yes.
Did you ever notice that they used to congregate outside all smoking?
Yeah.
I went in there one day and there was a bloke on a drip stood there with a thing on his thinking wheelie thing with his drip going in his arm. He's puffing away.
Yeah, they
pregnant woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. And then and another thing that annoys me, how they gather outside the entrance, or like they do at the Southampton General, or the entrance to a shop, or the entrance to a pub, and you've got to walk through the smokers to get in. That happens.
Hmm. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm just looking at a list of names. Audrey Hepburn was always had one of those cigarettes.
Didn't she have a cigarette holder?
Yeah, like Bette Lynch.
Bette Lynch,
Gilroy.
Cigarette holder.
That's right.
Hey, look, Keith, appreciate your call.
That's right, mate. Yeah, look after yourself, Barry.
And you. Thanks,
Bye, Keith.
Cheers
and
now.
Ali, keep on smoking.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah. keep boosting that economy. Cheers, mate.
Bye.
So yeah, keep boosting that economy. If you give up now, that's it. You've lost. And if Keith's mate gives up after what smoking, how many packs a day? 4 packs a day.
80 cigarettes.
It's getting on for £30 a day.
Yeah.
If he was to give up, that shop would shut down where he gets his cigarettes from. That little corner shop, wouldn't it? So Audrey Hepburn is one of those famous smokers as well. Would you have been influenced by? I mean,
My time, she was.
When you look at all of those 60s films that we would have watched, you say before your time, but I bet you've seen lots of films that were 60s. You watched them as a kid, and you've watched them probably recently, or they've been on, you see 5 minutes. I'm just looking at numerous films here. Curtis.
All the Westerns and what have you. I mean, I used to watch a lot of them when I was a child because my mum liked them.
Yeah.
And they were always smoking, weren't they? And they were always in the bar and... You know, they used to have a cigarette while they were horse riding and all sorts.
Yeah, I just seen a picture of John Travolta as Danny Zuko in Grease. He got the cigarette there. Yeah, you've got all sorts. Robert De Niro in a film. You've got Denzel Washington, and they're all showing you the clip of where they're smoking. And you just think, yeah, they're all at it. They've all done it at some point. Rita Hayworth was another one. They've got all the smoking scenes here and showing you all the people. Well, there's one from Fight Club. Brad Pitt as Tyler Durden in Fight Club, and they've got this big thing. I mean, you know, he's influential, Brad Pitt. I mean, you know, is he one of those guys that you look at, Jack, and think, I wish I was as handsome as you? Not saying you're not handsome, but I mean, you know, so when you see him smoking in a film, do you think, oh, that's cool, I'd look like Brad Pitt if I was to have a cigarette in me chops?
Well, I just think it like adds to the character that he's trying to portray. Like his character he's portraying might have more than one quality, and smoking might not be the main one, so you might want to portray something else that he lets off.
But does it? You're obviously you're not an idiot. You can differentiate between, you know, what's normal behaviour, good behaviour, and think, right, okay, he's smoking, doesn't mean to say I've got to.
Well, I don't, because I see someone smoking, I might like the character. Doesn't mean I have to, know, but I can see why people might want to if they want to be like the character, because they might just see qualities of themselves in the character.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Jack Nicholson in Chinatown. They've got a one here of him having a cigarette. I mean, they've all done it in movies. You know, Matt Dillon was another big smoker on. I'm just going through the list here. Marlon Brando as well. Probably a lot of these people are in our age group. And the people that we've asked so far, you know, not just today, but I asked the wife this morning, she's a smoker, or she was a smoker, who influenced her? It was peer pressure.
Mm.
No one on the telly that she'd seen, she didn't suddenly see Cruella de Vil one day and think, that's really cool, I want 101 dogs too, and while you're at it, get me 100 fags.
But I would imagine more people bought Dalmatians because of the film than started smoking. It's crazy.
Yeah, probably. Probably. It's just it's weird. It doesn't fit. It's not right. What they're saying is it doesn't fit. I can't understand for the life of me why those two attack this bloke that was only trying to point out that people aren't that thick. Give them a bit of credit. They don't just see somebody on the television smoking, so they are going to do exactly the same. Although, you know, what are adverts created for?
To get people to buy stuff.
But with cigarettes, it's totally different. Not being a smoker, I'm not convinced that, you know, if I was to see some cigarettes on the television being advertised, I think, oh yeah, that's really nice. If I saw some food, or if I saw a drink,
McDonald's or something like that,
I would be influenced. So are we not? But then I look at you and I think, well, are you all right? Because it says on the packet, this will kill you.
And then the other side of the packet, it says, these are Ali's, leave alone.
Do they?
No.
See, I don't... See, when you... Somebody said to me... my first boss, all those years ago, said to me, if there was something in this packet here that said... It was arsenic. And if you licked a little bit every day, you're going to die. Would you continue to do it? No. That's why I don't know why, and I don't understand why people smoke.
But you could say the same about people eating. You could say the same about people drinking. There's all sorts, isn't there?
Well, they made that point on the drinking earlier on, because, you know, let's be honest. Where do we draw the line here? I mean, you know, you can watch a film. You can watch... Let's take a soap. That's a perfect one.
Okay.
Soaps are on. What soaps do you watch, Amy?
EastEnders.
Into the microphone there.
EastEnders.
Right. EastEnders. What else do you watch?
Don't really watch much TV.
So you watch... But you watch EastEnders.
Yeah.
Never miss an episode.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you miss an episode. Okay. So you watch... You watch Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Now, you don't watch a soap either, do you?
No.
No. Do you watch a soap, Jack? Any soaps at all?
No.
No. He's a bloke, see?
He's a boy. He
blokes don't
them,
do soaps.
No.
When they get to a certain age, they don't do soaps. I watch Emmerdale.
Unless your wife tells you to.
The only reason I watch Emmerdale is because they've got the prettiest girls in, okay? But they're all based. They are. Some of them. Some of them have left
really?
Recently. But if you look at all of the soaps, what have they got in every single soap?
Rubbish.
No, come on. What have they got in every single soap?
A bar.
A pub.
Mm.
The wool pack.
A bar.
What's the pub in EastEnders?
Queen Vic.
Queen Vic, correct. The one at Coronation Street?
The Rover's Return.
The Rover's Return. They've all got pubs.
Because in. 40 or 50 years ago, when people first started watching TV, that's what life revolved around, wasn't it? Was the pub.
Exactly.
The men used to finish work, go to the pub.
My point is this, and it's quite a simple one. If you're going to crucify people that smoke on the TV... Those soaps, on the same thought process, because alcohol is and can be as damaging, okay, you ought to be banning those soaps or shutting down those pubs within the soaps. Because every episode, there is a scene in a pub, people drinking.
And they are drinking.
Now, that doesn't mean to say that they're all... You see that scene in EastEnders and you think... I must go down to the pub and have a drink. You don't think that, do you?
No.
So it's about time that maybe they gave us a little bit more credit and say, look, okay, Cruella de Vil, she's got 101 Dalmatians and she has the occasional cigarette. Okay, not many people are going to take that on board and say, I'm going to go and get myself 50 or 60 Dalmatians and a packet of fags. They're not, are they?
Because Cruella's doing it. No, of course they're not. It's crazy.
It is, but if it was real, if it was, you know, they push this on to you, if they were thinking of your benefit, they would shut down the Rover's Return. They would shut down all these pubs. And how untrue to life are these soaps now? Because we've got pubs around the place shutting down, haven't we?
Mm.
How many pubs were there in Newport? Probably about 30 or 40, 10, 20 years ago. What have we got now? Dozen, 15 at the most?
Mm.
The nightclubs have shut down as well. So there's no nightclubs virtually on the Isle of Wight. You used to have about 30 or 40 nightclubs on the island.
You did.
Back in the 1980s.
Did, yeah.
You're probably horrified of that, aren't you? Thinking, mm-hmm. Nightclubs? How many
nightclubs
are there?
What is a nightclub?
Do you know, can you name the nightclubs that are on the island at the moment?
Bogies?
That's shut down.
Shut down?
Oh, you missed that one, Jack.
Yeah. Go on.
Is there one above Ali Bow in Wight?
Is the balcony one? That closed?
The balcony.
Yeah.
I thought it was still open.
Well... They,
it's open now and again. Is it open just on
they
Saturdays?
They tried it for a month, didn't they? I think it was like at the start of the month.
Open just on Saturdays, I think. I'm not 100% sure. Is there one in Newport? Didn't that close
Zanzibar?
Down?
Didn't
Zanzibar? One close down where it used to be Chicago Rock, but it's something else now?
Yeah, Witherspoons.
Okay. And then you've got another one up the town there, haven't you?
Yates.
Is that a club? Ish?
I think so, yeah.
Ish, they do music in there, don't they? See, we're hard pushed. It's all
we
closing
are,
down.
We are.
So when you look at these soaps, they're keeping the pubs open for a reason, aren't they? Are they promoting drink? Are they trying to hook little kids in to drink alcohol? Are they? Well, they're not asking that question, but you see Cruella de Vil on the TV, that's got to be rated 18.
But it's like Lady and the Tramp. I'm sure when they're sat at the back of the restaurant and they're both sharing their piece of spaghetti, I'm sure there's a man at the back smoking then. So does that mean you can't watch Lady and the Tramp as well? Seriously?
Interesting. Hey, look, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back. We're going outside for a quick cigarette and we'll be back with you.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
If you're one of those people that has to live life on a tight budget, you might want to take advantage of the £10 meal deal at Hamilton's Fine Foods.
£10 meal deal, I started probably about 2 years ago now, and we've managed to sustain the prices that you still get the full value of that, which is the chicken, the mince, the ham, the sausages, and that chicken will go for a family of four quite easily. You've still got the stock afterwards if you want to, and the bones to make a soup. Sausages obviously is a meal in itself, the ham is another evening meal.
Hamilton's Fine Foods, you'll find them on Dace Way and Pyle Street in Newport, also in Wootton and Cowes too.
The White Military and Heritage Museum. Situated on the main Cowes to Newport Road, the museum will excite your senses. Adults and children of all ages can experience the surge of adrenaline on an armoured vehicle ride around the tank track. For a real treat, why not try a ride in one of the Centurion tanks? There's also a covered rifle range to test your shooting skills. Enjoy refreshments in the cafe or the mess bar. Come along to the White Military and Heritage Museum, where you will be welcomed with open arms by our volunteer team. All profits are redistributed among armed service charities. Call 01983 300037 for more details or to book your ride.
Having a problem with your phones? Need your sound system sorted out? Call Westwhite Audio for expert friendly advice. Whatever your problem, just ask Kelvin on 0800 118 2484, email info@westwhiteaudio.co.uk, or follow the link on the Vectis Radio homepage.
Backed by popular demand, Key Arts is offering free places for young people aged 11 to 19 years on two exciting t-shirt workshops on the Monday, 15th of February, where you will work with Ian Whitmore and T. Wimble to design and create your design to heat press onto a t-shirt to take home with you. To book your place, call Key Arts Box Office on 822-490. Waves is Key Arts Youth Offer, funded by Isle of Wight Council and available to young people residents of the Isle of Wight.
A Kid on Slapton Beach. It's published by White Diamond Press. Have you read it yet? It's June 1944. 7,000 ships are massed off the western end of the Isle of Wight, heading for the D-Day landings. But did you know about the disastrous rehearsals for D-Day at Slapton Sands on the Devon coast just 5 weeks before? Don't miss reading The Kid on Slapton Beach. Find out more at www.whitediamondpress.com or buy it at your favourite bookshop now. The Kid on Slapton Beach.
You hear that, Jerry?
No, Tom.
Ah, seems the waffles have returned.
That's right. No more waffles, but instead more chat. Brandon Langdon here, 4 to 7 on the Tea Time Show. At yours truly, Vectis Radio.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
Okay, and we're back in the room. We are talking about smoking, and we've established that Ali has done her bit for the economy. She's been smoking ever since she was 13. She's now 58. And
liar.
How many? It's 37 years then. You've been smoking for 37 years. I think you deserve a medal. You add it up. How many cigarettes? Come on, let's work out. Are you good at maths, Jack?
I'm okay.
You can't do that because I haven't smoked the same amount every day.
Well, let's work it out.
And I've had times where I've given up. I've had times where I couldn't afford any. I've all sorts. So you can't go. You can't work it out.
37 years a smoker.
Yeah.
That's a long old time.
It's a good relationship, that is, isn't it?
Okay. That's interesting, isn't it?
I remember my next door neighbour because I've never smoked in the house, so I always smoke outside the house, obviously, because I've got children, and it's like, it's my choice to smoke, not theirs. And I remember my next door neighbour saying to me, I was out there in the snow a few years back, and she went, "You must be absolutely crazy." I went, "No, I'm dedicated, this is my hobby."
So you're laughing and joking about it. I think, seriously, you're letting yourself down.
Oi.
Okay, oh, you're letting yourself down.
Why am I?
Well, 37 years as a smoker, and you said it earlier on. You think, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll wait until somebody's going to tell me I'm going to die, and then I might give it up.
But I'm an adult. That's my choice.
I just think it's very sad that that's...
But you've got bad habits that you do, and you're still doing them.
They're not life-threatening, are they? I think you need to have a talk with somebody.
See, I feel like I've been naughty now. I'm getting told off now.
We'll
be on the naughty step in a minute.
We've established that the Pink Panther is a smoker, so is Humphrey Bogart and George Peppard and James Dean and Columbo and Olivia Newton-John.
And Deputy Dog.
All influential in those, you know, and Doc Cotton and Pat Butcher as well. She was not only well-known for her earrings, but she was a bit of a chain smoker as well as Mike Reed as well. There was a really interesting... night or an afternoon, he actually came. Mike Reed, brilliant gag teller, brilliant joke teller. He actually came to the Isle of Wight and put on a show down at BHC Club when it was open. So he was there on a Saturday night, and it was a complete sellout. And so he decided, or somebody decided it, because he was staying overnight. He was staying for the weekend, in fact. So he did the Saturday night, and he put on another gig for Sunday lunchtime for those people that couldn't get tickets on the Saturday night. So we went along. And there weren't that many people that turned up. It was obviously packed the night before, but there was only about sort of 30 people in there. And he came out on stage. "Whoa, are you all coming out in the same car, did you? Anybody got a fag?" And somebody came up and I gave him a fag. Lit it. "Thanks, cocker." And he started smoking on the stage. You wouldn't be able to get away with that now. So he's you know, a smoker and well known. Smoker on EastEnders when he was alive. Should we take a call? Somebody's desperately trying to get through to us.
Remember Dave Allen?
Dave Allen,
the Irish comedian. He had a cigarette in one hand and a glass of whiskey in the other.
Yeah. Now, how many people would that have influenced to go out and chop their finger off? Not to have
to
a cigarette.
Hold the glass.
Not to have a cigarette. Hi, who's this?
Afternoon, geezer. Just putting my fag out. You can't that say was, that anymore, can you?
That was funny.
I can, and I do.
It's got a different meaning now, putting a fag out, isn't it?
Cigarette.
Yeah. Or oily. Put your oily out. Oily rag.
Are you a cigarette guy? I don't think you are.
Never have been.
No.
Never have been.
Ever?
Never.
You're not watching the right TV programmes.
No. You weren't influenced.
I try to watch, once in a while, I try to watch that EastEnders programme, but to be honest with you, it's like having your fingernails pulled out, isn't it, without anaesthetic. But they're a fag in that. That the old brassy bit there. She's always got a fag in her, didn't she?
Who's the brassy bit?
The brassy bit with the leather bits and the boots. Blonde hair thing, ugly face.
Well, in EastEnders or Coronation Street?
EastEnders. I can't even put Coronation Street. That's Northern. Can't watch that.
Cat Slater.
Who?
Cat Slater.
Cat don't have a fag, does she?
I don't know. This no, no,
come on, Amy, you're the EastEnders girl.
The gobby one. The Mrs. Mitchell.
Roxy.
Or she might have been.
Peggy Mitchell.
No, I'm trying to think now. The one who's got a face that never smiles, she looks like the old trains in the old 125 trains with a big pointy nose.
Roxy Mitchell.
No, she's... She's the one, I'll tell you what, she's the one who's got the son who's the rapist. How about that?
Shirley.
Oh, she's got a face like a slap glass.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Backside, we say backside.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I'm very uncouth.
She looks like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. She looks like Conkle coming into land, doesn't she?
She does, she looks like a female Rod Stewart.
Conkle coming into land.
Yeah, she's always got a fag, Arthur.
But the thing is, right, if they've got that pub, right, they're all standing outside having a fag. What is right next door to the pub in that setup? A fruit stall.
Fruit stall.
Would you be allowed to stand there having a fag right next to a fruit stall?
You could have nicotine fruits.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. And where is their smoking area?
Out the front.
Exactly. So you'd have a bloke out there, give him a ticket every time I dropped a fag butt in the street. So it ain't true to life, is it?
No, it's
not.
It is
because they've got cigarette things on the wall.
They
have. Yes, they have.
That pub would have shut down. Yeah, like all the other pubs that are shutting down. None of the pubs in all of the soaps have shut down. At least one of them would have done.
Oh, I bet the Flying Horse is shut down by now in Coronation Street, isn't it?
Yeah, they haven't mentioned it for a while, have they?
What about the Malt Shovel in Emmerdale?
The Malt Shovel, yeah.
That's
right.
You know, in Coronation Street, they used to give them warm, cold tea instead of bitter, so they wouldn't get drunk when they were doing the acting, because most of it was done there and then. It wasn't sort of recorded and then put out. It was done on the day.
There was soap that they did actually used to use real drink, wasn't there?
Well, they can't do because they'd be all lushed up. Every time they say do it again,
yeah, cut.
Lushed up, wouldn't they?
All right.
I've done it wrong. Can I do it again?
Exactly. And I mean, if you watched some of it, I don't watch this stuff these days, but when you used to watch it, they would reach down behind the counter, pull the handle, and a pint of beer would come out without even though any froth on it, you know, because they hadn't put anything in it. It was underneath the counter, you see. It's all tricks of the trade, as it goes. But I mean, who wants to smoke these days? What a disgusting habit.
Thanks.
Yeah, it is, Ali. You ought to think about it.
And
honestly, are you aware how much a packet of cigarettes cost, Arthur?
I wouldn't care less, Ian. I couldn't care less what a packet of fags costs. If I want to smoke myself to death, fine. But when they have a look at their legs, and they have a look at their veins and arteries, and they say, well, actually, I'm getting a bit of a struggle on here. You know, you've got to think, well, you know, if you're having a fag, you ain't really going to get much sympathy from the National Health Service, are you?
No, you're not. You're not, Ali. But it was about £8 a packet. Are you surprised at that? £8 a packet. He's surprised as well. See, £8 a packet of cigarettes.
Mum, you'd get mugged for your fags now, wouldn't you?
You would, wouldn't you? You'd have to have a mortgage.
See, I'm feeling really naughty now.
You know what? As a kid, right, my uncle used to give me a sixpence to go down to the sweet shop and go and buy him an ounce of best St. Julian rolling tobacco.
St. Julian?
And then he'd give it to me.
Good grief.
And I'd take that back and he used to fill his pipe up with the old tobacco and he used to sit there and have a puff on his pipe after he'd had a meal.
Yeah, I used to go down for my dad and buy his old Holborn and his licorice papers.
Yeah, well, see, that was like a ritual then, but you see, now, with what when I started in this building, they used to call them tailor-made cigarettes. You either smoked rollies or tailor-mades. And tailor-mades were frowned upon a little bit on the building sites because they were a bit too easy. You could stand and roll a fag and it would waste a bit more time. Because you used to get a fag break, believe it or not.
37.5 pence per cigarette.
There you go.
You've just sat there and worked that out.
Yeah, get a £5 note, fold it up, set a light to it and stand and watch it.
Yeah, because it won't last as long, Arthur.
Yeah, but you think of the fun you get of watching a £5 note burn and you have money left in your pocket.
Oh, there's nothing worse than a non-smoker.
Well, there is, because it's becoming to the point where, you know, in the olden days, people like my granddad and that, you know, you wouldn't have seen anybody in them days without a fag. But these days, we know what harm cigarettes do to you. You know, so you can't say you don't know.
No, I'm not saying I don't know, but I started smoking, Arthur, and became addicted before it was known. Well, we're talking 37 years.
How long was it?
37 years. 37 years I've been smoking.
How long has the tobacco company been keeping it suppressed?
Hmm.
Yeah?
Hmm.
I mean, my granddad died of lung cancer about 82, something like that, I think he was, about 1963. So they must have known. It's like asbestos. They've known about the problems of asbestos for donkey's years, but they kept it all quiet.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, look.
That's what it was.
You're letting the team down, Ali.
No,
you're
I feel really naughty.
You're a drain on the
I'll
NHS.
Give myself a slap and go and sit on the naughty step.
Yeah.
I'm not a drain on the NHS. How am I?
Well, you are, because in a minute, not yet, but you will be. You're going to be 37 years. Your lungs are going to give out at some point.
Do you realise you could probably resurface half the island's roads with your lungs?
Thanks.
I'll tell you what, Arthur. I'll tip off Island Road.
My lungs aren't that big.
I'll tell you what, we can hold her by her feet, right? Drag her down the road and make her cough and make her do the dance like better job with her buttholes.
Pothole Alley.
Yeah. Just stick me in that pothole. Thanks, guys. So glad you phoned in,
that's
Arthur.
That's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
I can laugh. You can't. All you can do is go...
I don't actually do that.
You do a bit.
No, I don't.
You do a bit.
No, I don't.
Hey, look, we've got to go, Arthur, but thanks for your call. And the best, the line of the day, that I've not laughed like that for a couple of weeks. Thank
you. There you go. think about old Concord when you see that East Enders next time. You look at us, it's her, isn't it?
It is. Thanks for your call, mate.
Bye, Arthur. Bye-bye.
Cheers now. Bye. That was funny. That was really funny.
I'm glad you thought so.
We should rent you out to Island Road. You'd be able to time the pothole down our road. Okay. Try it out. Trial it, eh? Look, we've almost run out of time. I just want to, thank you on behalf of the government for boosting the economy by smoking for 37 years. I think you ought to get a medal for it.
And I'd like to thank you for spending the last hour ripping me to shreds because I smoke.
Okay, look, there's a couple of messages that people have sent in because we did ask the question a little while ago and it was quite simple. I wonder if it's true that people smoking on television encourages you to smoke. If so, who encouraged you to pick up the dreaded weed? Penny says, all my family smoked when I was younger, but it put me off. Penny says, well, another Penny, Penny Whittington says, what about drinking alcohol on TV, which of course we touched on. Marco, who was a smoker back in the 30s, the 40s and the 50s, because he's been around for a long, long time, he says, nah. And James Vox says, Jack Hargreaves and How.
Oh, yes.
Jack Hargreaves on How. Yeah.
On a children's programme.
On a children's programme. There's poor James, who's 50 last year.
That's why I started, James. No, I'm changing my story now.
See, if Jack Hargreaves was still alive, we should set up a court case.
Yeah.
It's his fault.
Against Jack.
It's his fault. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going home now to watch 101 Dalmatians and see if I get addicted to smoking.
And I'm going out for a fag.
Thank you for being there, Prickles. Thank you for being there, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being there, Jack.
Thanks.
And you're coming back on Thursday, you two, to do a lunchtime social debate that is quite a chunky subject. We're going to be talking about... Go on, tell us, Jack.
It's about the lack of black nominees in the Oscars.
Okay, and this is the subject that you've chosen?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're going to be chatting about Thursday. Good luck with that, and good luck with the research as well. Thank you for being there.